10 days of attacks. We're in another round, yet again, of America and Iran going at it. And every time Iran does something, they'll go kill two American soldiers. Trump gets up and says, now we will obliterate them, we will destroy them, wipe them off the face of the earth in a way that has never been done. And all eyes are on this conflict around the world. And everyone is just hoping and thinking and putting their eyes and their minds on the screen, on the news, hearing what's going on, and hoping Trump's going to keep on just bashing them, and hoping it's going to work. And we really do hope it will work. We hope evil, negativity will be eradicated from the world. People who openly say they want the destruction of America, they want the destruction of Israel, they want to wipe Israel off the map. And we're all looking at those giant U.S. Navy vessels and all the planes doing bombs, saying, yeah, get them, destroy them. And we're missing the whole entire boat. We're looking at the giant boat, but we're missing the boat. We so much feel, and I know this for myself, when I'm seeing these news headlines, there's two things that I'm hoping. One is, oh, I'll destroy them. And two is, I really hope a war doesn't start in Israel again, because we're going to lose people, unfortunately, chas v'shalom. And even if no one's hurt, houses are always destroyed. Hundreds of families leaving their homes, having nowhere to live, living in hotels. They can't get a new home. Their home is destroyed. So the government maybe will give them millions and millions of dollars. Like, think of how many homes. Think of 280 homes are lost. Each one is hypothetically worth, let's say in a cheap place, $500,000. So it's $140 million. It's absurd. Who's just pouring in all this money? Who's giving you new homes? When are they going to be built? Where are they coming from? The tragedy of tragedies. For every building which is destroyed, people's lives are lost. They don't have the money to buy a new home, and all the insurances now giving millions of dollars is not what's happening. There isn't just this system where there's a pretty life after your home gets hit by a missile. And thank God the people lived, at least they're alive. These Jews were saved. And unfortunately, some weren't. People like talking about the miracles that happened, the miracles. We have Jews in such tragedy. But you know what it is not to have school for a month with your children in 1,100 square feet apartments? You know what it is that you can't work, your wife can't work, no parnassa coming in, or you're trying to work and your kids are feeling ignored and they're going out of their minds out of boredom, and then summer's coming up and no camps, everything's going to be shut down? Chas v'shalom. There are so many different levels that we think about. And we're missing the point. We have to turn me, for myself, my fear of this war and my desire for them to accomplish their goals, to not a hope in them and not a fear of the camps, to an understanding and a recognition, a reality that Hashem is running every single piece of this puzzle. He's moving every single part of the chess game. And that's what it says, Lev Melech Be'ad Hashem. The heart of the king is in the hand of Hashem. And that's an Iranian, and that's in America, and that's in Israel. Every single one of their decisions is not their decisions. They cannot control anything. They can try. If they could, if America could, they would just push a button. It would save the gas prices. It would save the billions of dollars of equipment being used and people staying out at sea and unfortunately soldiers heroically dying for the sake of this cause. But they can't. They can't just push some button where this all ends. This is not going to end easily. It hasn't ended easily. They're pouring tremendous effort, money, and time, resources into this war, and it hasn't ended so quickly in the previous war. And now I really do hope, and I am scared, that the war will happen again for my own personal reasons, and I feel pain for those who have been affected, and I hope that no one else will be negatively affected like that. But more than anything, I have to channel those emotions and say, Hashem, you're running the world. Hashem, I'm hoping to you. I'm hoping to you. Please, Hashem, Eibishter, please don't make this happen again. Please make it that we will stay safe. Please make it that Iran will not get an Iranian missile, a nuclear missile. Please make it that everything works out. Hashem, show us your light. We're coming up on Tisha B'Av now, where there was so much destruction, where Hashem left us. But He didn't leave us in total. He left us in that house. But He went into Golos with us. As Rav Moshe Shapiro explains, that when the Kruvim were hugging, it says that they went into the Beis HaMikdash and they saw the Kruvim above the Aron Kodesh hugging. And Tisha B'Av is a Moed. It's a happy day. Explains the Rosh Shapiro, what is the happiness? That when Hashem chose to leave the house, He grabbed our hand and said, I'm going with you in the forest in the exile. Hashem is right here with us. How do we bring Him back in the house? We weather the storm in the exile. But weathering the storm in the exile means that I know things are Kadosh Baruch Hu. I know He's here with me. I don't look to all the external factors. I understand that those are just shells. They're just puppets. A facade. I have to grab onto Hashem with me here in the exile. I have to hug Him as part of the Kruvim, in the relationship, in the darkness throughout all of history. And that's where we are right now. We are in history in the making. That is where we are right now. And we have to look. Who's writing the words? Who's writing the book? Who's binding it? HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So let's stop looking at Trump, at Iran, at Netanyahu. Yes, we should pray for their success. And we should pray that Israel is protected and the Jews worldwide are protected. But never to lose focus and the visual clarity of who is really running everything. Bez Hashem, through these thoughts, through these feelings, emotions of love and trust and fear for Hashem, fear that we're going to lose our relationship with Him by focusing on these other things, we'll bring the Gula now, Bez Hashem Yisbarach.